Hey, ask the podcast coach for February 22nd, 2014.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Ah, good Saturday morning to you. You are allowed to get up and dance if you'd like. We need something. Yes, Ryan is. If we only were doing a Google Hangout right now.
You could see me dancing.
We could see you dancing. Welcome to Ask the Podcast Coach, where you get your podcasting questions answered. Phone lines are open, 440-253-9922. That number again, 440-253-9922. We're also out at schoolofpodcasting.com/lives, where you will find our chat room. So when we talk about the chat and all. And hey, Ask the Podcast Coach, that's me, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting. And normally sitting across from me is Jim Cullison from TheAverageGuy.tv, but he's not here today, and he won't be here next week either. Jim has this whole thing next week. Are you ready for this? He's going to do something with his wife for their anniversary.
I'm like, how dare he?
I'm like, priorities, man. But from the foodcraftsman.com, we have, who's normally in the chat room, Ryan Parker, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
You know, I've been elevated onto the microphone this week, which is great. And congratulations to Jim a little early for next week's anniversary.
Yeah, I think
he said, what, 25 years?
25 years. I was like, man, that's people don't do that anymore.
I haven't done anything for 25 years.
So, yeah, he's not here. Next week, we will have the one, the only Ken Blanchard will be sitting in the guest host show seat over there. So thank you for Ryan for keeping that warm. And
yeah, definitely.
Like I said, if you do want to call the show, I've got to do the jingle. Yeah. Again, it's 440-253-9922 or 888-563-3228. Phone lines are open now, and we'll see if we can continue the string of dropping people live. That's been a lot of fun. Mike Howard, buddy, in the chat room, I'm so glad you are here. And the reason for that is a friend of mine turned me on to the, I believe it's pronounced Avada, A-V-A-D-A, WordPress theme. I found this over at themeforce.com. Now, some of the stuff we're talking about right now, you can find at askthepodcastcoach.com/16. Now, that's not where the live chat is. But if you want to go over there, you can see I've got some links to some of the stuff that I knew we were going to talk about today. And Mike Howard, I believe, said that he is using this particular theme, and it looks just unbelievably cool. It's got all these cool sliders and fun little, I guess we could just call them ditties that you do with your website and its drag and drop and all this other fun stuff. So, Mike, if you're around, buddy, if you're near a phone, or if you just want to do the chat thing, lots of options, he says. Again, that phone number is 440-253-9922. That would also let us see if Uber Conference is really a piece of crap, because we've gone from callinstudio.com to uberconference.com. And in both cases, we end up dropping our callers. And so, Ryan, do you know what theme you're using on your site?
I'm actually with on both my sites. I've got Appendipity. I've been using... I was using their podcast theme for my other site, and I switched that over to a minimalism from them, and it's just nice and clean and simple. And for foodcraftsman.com, I have their Marin podcast theme, I'm okay with, but I think the header is just way too big, and it doesn't really show the content. And I do have some issues that I've spoken with them about. They're really great guys over there, Joe and Ian. They're very responsive, but one of the issues that I have with that is if I don't put something in the podcast category, it doesn't show up on my front page as like one of my latest posts. So all my blog posts get buried.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
It's not fun.
Yeah, I've been trying for the longest time to, I used to recommend Thesis. I still kind of do, but it's weird that when you recommend something, and say, oh, but don't use the new version. And see, Ryan, we definitely know when somebody enters the room now. It's not fun. So you're on with Ryan and Dave. So who's your name and what's your question? And did we drop them already? Oh, that was interesting.
They chickened out.
That could be. There we go. From somewhere in Ohio. It looks like... ending in 6370. What's your name and what's your question?
This is your good pal, Nick Suberling, Dave Jackson.
Hey, how are you?
Nick, what's up?
It's Saturday morning. How are you doing, Ryan?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Here's the fun thing. Nick, if there's any way to turn you down a smidge.
Down?
Because it's interesting because you and Ryan are in the same channel and you're way louder.
Interesting.
It is interesting. How are you, buddy?
Okay. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Not too bad. I almost had lunch with Nick this week. I was actually in Toledo. And doggone it, if the weather said, never mind. And here again, another guy with priorities decided to, help his kids out on a school day, on a snow day, instead of go have lunch with Dave. What the heck?
Sorry, Dave.
No, that's all right. We should have brought him along. That would have been even more fun.
I thought about that, but I don't know. It was tricky. The weather was not fun this week, and now it's sunny and warm, and all that snow is just melting into nothing but a pond in my backyard.
Yeah, that's it. Everywhere here, it's really nasty in Ohio. It's raining, and there's nothing more fun than wet ice because it pretty much. What's going on, my man?
Well, I did have one question.
Okay.
I had an experience this week on Facebook and another podcasting group where a particular, I'll just say, I won't name any names or anything like that, but this particular podcaster on a day-to-day basis was letting everybody know how many downloads his show was getting, basically bragging about show downloads.
Okay.
So I just wanted to get your take on that. Is that an unwritten rule to not do that? I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Because to me, that comes across as, I don't know, I just did not like it. In fact, I even left the group because of it.
What was the purpose of it? Like, why was he... was he trying to point out, because I did this tactic, here's my numbers? Or was it just, look at me?
Nope, just look at me. I've had so many downloads today. This is a new daily high for me. That sort of thing. There was no, like, telling people why or what he was doing that made it great or made his downloads so high. I don't know. It just came across as...
yeah.
I don't even know what the term is. I didn't like it. And I just wondered what your thoughts were. Is this an unwritten rule that you shouldn't do it?
I don't know if it's a written rule that you shouldn't. I don't understand why people don't share their numbers more. But on the other hand, there is usually a context around it.
You know, share with a purpose.
Yeah. So if for me, because I always felt weird, I still feel weird that I put an income report on the School of Podcasting. But it's based around my book, More Podcast Money, saying, yes, you can make money with your podcast. And here's how I do it. And I show how much is affiliate marketing and things like that. And the only reason I did it is I saw Pat Flynn do it and I thought it was cool. And I'm like, well, all right, I'm going to do that. It's the whole let's be transparent kind of thing. But I always feel like it's kind of weird. Like, is somebody going to look at this and go, well, braggart, you look at you, big shot, smarty pants. How do you live on that? And I'm like, I don't live on that. That's the whole point. It's me working, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. But the whole number thing is kind of weird because on occasion I'll get with a group and we'll all kind of like, put your cards on the table and like, okay, this is what I get and this is what you get. And then we kind of analyze what the niches are. It's usually around a discussion of, Mike Phillips says, I'm the only person who tells the truth about your income. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I think it would be a little weird if someone just came in and said, hi, I'm Dave. I got, 800 downloads today. Yeah.
I would understand if it was one time, but this was on a daily occurrence this week. A new post every day on Facebook about their numbers. And
Was there any was there any feedback to that? Like, was anybody saying, good job, way to go? I don't care.
Yeah, there was some of that. Nobody said anything to this person about, you shouldn't do this, or it just comes across as bragging and that sort of thing.
Well,
I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way this week. And
Yeah. No. Ryan had a quick question. What was that, Ryan?
So were they numbers worth bragging about to begin with?
Were they above 160?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
And there were, I mean, the numbers were, I will say they were significant for a daily podcast. But still, I mean, I don't know. It just comes across as bragging, and it's not really necessary.
Who do I know that's doing
it? Yeah, daily podcast that would brag about their numbers.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's not a big name podcast.
Okay, so it's not Mr. Dumas. Okay, so we've narrowed that down.
I don't have a problem with what John's doing.
Yeah.
Well, but, I think if we're looking at...
I don't know, just rubbed me the wrong context, way.
I think if you're looking at it in a context and, you know, somebody's asking, you know, how did you do this? Or, you know, why are your numbers spiking? Or if they're curious as to, you know, normally I get 100 downloads and this week for whatever reason I started getting 1,000. Can you guys help walk me through maybe some possible, you know, scenarios? That would be one thing. And I think if the group itself expects that type of kind of reporting, so if your podcast group on Facebook is expecting people to kind of come in and, you know, leave numbers every day, that's one thing. And then you can choose whether or not that's the type of group you want to be in. I know, you know, Daniel J. Lewis, actually, I was posting things to the LinkedIn podcasting group inadvertently because I had some things going out through some automated systems. And finally he contacted me and said, "Why are you putting this stuff up here?" And I said, "Oh my God, I didn't realize that I was doing it." But, you know, that was an inadvertent thing.
Yeah, sometimes the old automation kind of goes, oops. Like, I didn't know I was doing that.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, I would agree with you, Nick. I think that I would find that annoying. And, to me, especially if it's in a group, to me, the whole point of a community or something like that is you're bringing value for people. And I'm not sure how knowing how many downloads you have brings me value. It sounds like it would do kind of what it did to you, which is you want to politely and lovingly punch this guy in the face. Lovingly.
Yeah, I left the group because of it. And I almost sent a note to the person who was running the group to say, "Hey, look, this isn't for me. You may be rubbing some people the wrong way." And so anyway, I'll get off the horn now. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, enjoy your show, Dave. Take it easy, Ryan. Show,
Nick, I just want to say that you have been on the phone longer than any other caller
that's right. The
show's had so far.
It's like a phone rodeo. You know?
You haven't been dropped.
What can I say?
He hasn't dropped off yet. That's good news.
Well, if it makes you, if you want to know what I'm doing, I'm actually calling through my Google Voice number from my Skype account. So I don't know if that means anything to you. So,
well, it's a good piece. We'll just have to tell people, you go get a Google Voice account, then call through your Skype account. It's that easy to get on the phone.
It is. It's super
easy. There you go.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for calling in.
Well, that's interesting. That's a great way. In some cases, when I back in the day, when I first started podcasting, I would go out and find forums that, you know, had a topic that was similar to mine. And I remember I walked into one and was like, "Hi, I'm Dave Jackson. I do this podcast about musicians, blah, blah, blah." And it was like instantly like just wham, bam. I barely got in the door and they just like, "Okay, we see what kind of content you're going to bring." And they instantly banned me. I think I had a link to my website in my signature, which was against the rules. I just walked in and like broke every rule there was to.
You just threw a grenade in there.
Yeah. And that's where I then found out, oh yeah, you need to go in and read like the policies and the rules and
maybe
things like
know some people for a little bit.
Yeah. And I was like, that's you
know, a relationship.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll try to do that next time. And
I'm curious because, you know, Mike put up there, it says you're the only person who tells the truth about your income. He's in the chat room there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious if he believes or he feels that, you know, maybe a lot of maybe the bigger names are inflating their numbers in their income reports. I don't know. Maybe Mike would like to make a comment about that.
Have you ever heard
without naming any names?
Yeah. Have you ever heard Todd Cochran talk about people who are having really good success, and he is not like openly just called BS, but he's pretty close to it.
Really?
Yeah, it's
and he's talking about major people that we would all know.
Right. That we may have mentioned earlier. I don't know. But it's he doesn't say their name, but we kind of know. And because, you know, Todd's trying to sell, you know, CPM stuff at times, and he's not getting anywhere. He's having a hard time getting anywhere near what this said person is doing. And
and Mike says they're not as major as you think. Well, that's good to know. You know, unfortunately for me, like I listen to a lot of these people, and they range from people that everybody knows to people that probably no one knows. But, you know, I try to take some inspiration from that, not because I think I'm going to get rich podcasting by any means, but I do, you know, I do want to bring in some sort of income from it. So it'll help to fund, you know, the next 6 months of episodes,
right,
that I can, you know, so my fiance is not, you know, staring me down with an evil eye because I'm spending money and not, you know, it's a hobby though. So, you know,
there you go. Hey, Mr.
That was one of the things that you wanted to talk about today, Dave, too, was maybe the attitude.
Yeah.
Your attitude towards podcasting.
Yeah. And I see Gary Leland is in the room. Gary, if you want to call in again, the number's 440-253-9922. And if you want to give us
softball guy,
Mr. Softball Man, and also Mr. Pottertainment. If he wants to give us an update on that. I think we're just still waiting for Apple at this point. I did something that I'm not proud of. I do a podcast review show that mainly because people kept asking me to review their podcast. And last week I reviewed somebody, and it's kind of an interesting listen, because the more I listened to it, the more frustrated I got. And I am not a prude. I like Louis C.K. I like Chris Rock. I loved Eddie Murphy Raw. I mean, I'm not a person that's going to just go, oh my gosh, he said the F word and run screaming. But this was just excessive, just nonsensical. Like I told people, I'm like, it's weird. They don't know how to swear right.
Like, what was the category of podcast?
That's why I said the one thing they did say, they open up their show and they say, look, we're offensive and we're immature. And I'm like, well, you know what? They did say that up front. I got to give them credit for that. But the idea
was, was it a topical? I mean, was it a comedy show?
It's supposed to be. Yeah. There you go. I'm sorry. The chat room is not good for somebody with ADD. But yeah, it's supposed to be a comedy. Here's the concept. It's a great concept. Your audience sends in words. It's called the One Word Go Show. The audience sends in a word. They take those words, throw them into a hat and pull one, and then do an episode on it. And so we're looking through, and the word was truth. And somehow they got into a game of truth or dare. And like the one dare was you had to scream, I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle. Here's my spout out the window, loud enough for people to hear. Okay. It wasn't really funny. One of the hosts is leaving the show. Well, the whole point of the podcast review show, at least it used to be, was first time impressions. Well, I don't know who this person is, and I really don't care that she was like leaving, you know, like the show, like, and so like she just was talking about effing this and effing that, and like this is stupid, and how she likes to, you know, break up and like with people. Like, it was just amazing. And so the thing that I got, I was like, well, this is an interesting show. The bad news is it's kind of based on improv. Like improving on a word. And I said, well, really, it shouldn't be improv because you know what words are in the hat. So they should have had maybe an idea of what to do. But so my mantra that I kept kind of saying in that episode was, I don't think good content just happens. Although this is, I mean, we have an idea of what we're going to talk about today, but we always kind of have that element of surprise with the phone calls. I'm still waiting for somebody to call in and scream Baba Booey. And, yeah,
you have to be on the golf course for that.
Yeah, there you go. And so here in the chat room, Paperback Rocker, I love that handle, said he listened to that show live, and I agreed with everything Dave said. Yeah. One thing they did, they were doing things on this guy's phone, and they decided to call somebody, and he actually did the "Is your refrigerator running?" line, And I was like, wow, we're going to pull, you know, crank calls from the 50s. You know, is Prince Albert in a can? Is that coming up next? So it's kind of weird because, you know, humor is subjective, but it just was weird. And it just seemed like they didn't put a lot of time into it. And so that combined with, I had somebody in one of the Google communities who was talking about how his, well, I'm just a little podcast. And he kind of like put down, you know, I'm just a podcast. And
downplaying.
I think Nick is back. I recognize that phone. No, this is from Texas. This is Gary.
All right.
I bet.
Hey, I didn't know what number to call. So I called this one. Y'all were too quick for me.
There you go. Hey, what's, I know last I heard Pottertainment, of course you can go over to Pottertainment.com. And I know you had submitted it. We're waiting for Apple. Are we still in that boat, basically?
Gosh, and it's beautiful. You're going to love it. I mean, there's two things that have to be submitted, the magazine itself and the app for the iPad and iPhone. The app for the iPhone and iPad is in being reviewed stage. It's been in that stage for 4 days. And the magazine is still in waiting to be reviewed, and it's been in that review for over a week.
Wow.
So I know they do, from what I understand, on a magazine, they actually basically physically scan the full magazine on the first issue to make sure, I guess, you're not hiding something in there. Because normally, you know, I've been doing my other magazine for, 19 months now. When I release an issue, 30 seconds later, it's live. So I was not prepared for that. So actually, Dave, I'm trying to decide right now because this magazine has to come out middle of the month, not the first of the month, because that's what my other one does, and I just am not good enough to handle two.
Sure.
So if it takes much week, I'm going to relabel this the March issue and just have it be for March, because I don't want to come out with another one that quick and everybody's kind of like waiting to see this one, I think, to get their stories ready and stuff like that.
Right.
So I'm just basically like, day by day trying to decide which way to go on it. But if it's, you know, if it's February the 27th that comes out, I'm just going to make it the March issue and give all the writers an extra 30 days. No one's going to be buying it till March anyway.
Right. And that's, I guess we should ask that question. When it comes out, how much is it?
Well, the app itself is free. And you download that and it's in-app purchase to do the magazine. So you're doing your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. The year subscription for 12 issues is $12.99. And for example, this first issue is 54 pages. Or you can buy an individual issue for $2.99. Okay. I'm surprised. I didn't think anyone would buy back issues on my Fast Pitch magazine, but I saw a ton of back issues. I'm just kind of surprised. Now that I have 18 issues, I guess people come in and there's, you know, if you've got 12, 13 issues sitting there and back up, and they go, gosh, I'm interested in that one, but I don't get it in my subscription because I get the next 12 issues, and then they go back and buy that one. But mostly it's subscription.
Gary, with the magazines that you're putting out and the iOS devices and through iTunes, et cetera, can you include multimedia in those, kind of like in iBooks, or is it just a straight read?
No, it's, for instance, this month, Jennifer has a video and a sound file in there to from part of her article, you know, for podcasting on the go. But you can include about any media in there.
That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, and that's...
Yeah, actually, every month...
Go ahead, Gary.
Well, the way I set it up, fitness stuff, like I did my softball one, and I hate to go back to it, but I had success with that model. So I'm kind of doing that same model. Whoever's on the cover of the magazine... for instance, this month is Cliff's Ravenscraft on the cover. You will know by watching who's on the cover that there's a video session from that person inside the magazine. So if you see someone on the cover, I mean, you know they're in there with a video session. You know, so that's the kind of thing. I mean, for people who can't go to these places for one reason or another, where it's financial or they just can't get off work, but they're interested in seeing these kinds of things, there's an opportunity to see one of those a month from a different thing that I'll be attending from now on in the future.
Yeah, there you go. And congratulations on your new adventure into grandfatherhood. I heard
that. Thanks. Yeah, I got That's kind of weird. My grandkid is due August the 1st. You know, we got podcast movement happen August the 15th. She better be on time.
Better be out and about.
Yeah, there you go. Bring her along. Yeah. Awesome.
Hey, the show sounded good today, you guys.
It's good.
Yeah, this show always sounds good. I enjoy listening to this show.
Well, it's weird. We're getting a weird little beep when you talk. I don't know what that is.
Really?
Yeah, every now and then. It's like, we're using Uber conference. I saw some people asking. And and there you go. And then he was gone. So I'm actually, if we wanted to, I'll put that off for a second. To go back to what we're talking about, and thank you, Gary, for calling in. I appreciate that. Yeah. And yeah.
Glad to hear that that's coming along, though. I'm excited to see that come out. Definitely give him some support. I know that he's working hard to kind of expand the information and ways that we can get the information about podcasting more than just a regular, you know, blog.
Yeah. And then he was back, I think. It says Fort Worth.
Yeah. So it just went busy signal. Do people not use phones when they call on this? Are you supposed to do it online? Am I missing the boat on this?
Some people use phones. A lot of people, because of our audience, use a computer. So are you actually on a phone?
Okay, I just saw the phone number. Yeah, I'm on my iPhone.
Okay.
So I should have Skyped in?
No. I know the one week the guy that sounded the best was on a phone. So.
You know, I asked that because last time I called you, what was that, a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
I had the same thing happen that happened just now. All of a sudden, I just got a busy signal and it hung up. And I had that happen a month ago. We were just talking, and then it was beat. I'm just telling you what happened. Oh, yeah. So you'll know.
It's weird because
it was just all of a sudden busy.
Yeah, we switched systems. We were using collinstudio.com, and now I'm using this thing called Uber Conference. And we were using Skype, and now we're using Google Hangout. And then I think when Jim Buck comes back, I've got plans to do this as a Google Hangout on air, and I've got a whole other completely complicated setup where I'm going to try to take phone calls into a Google Hangout on air. So that'll be fun. And we'll probably get that to happen, and then people will drop.
Let's see. Mike Phillips.
Hey, I'm going to let y'all get back to it. But before I go, Dave, I want to make sure and mention Potter's podcast movement.
Yeah.
For those who might not be aware of that, because you're speaking at that, and that thing is going crazy. I mean, we met our funding, what, in 8 hours on Kickstarter?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you go, but anyone who hasn't checked it out yet, check out. I don't want to be hogging up your show. I just came on because you asked me to. Anyway, well, I'm here. I'm going to post.
Podcastmovement.com. Podcastmovement.com, yeah. So, there you go.
Dave, thanks for having me on. And I'll send you a message the moment that gets into approval stage.
Oh, cool.
Or like, you know, close to it, so you'll know. But, awesome. I'm hoping. I'm just kind of getting frustrated now, but there's not much to do.
Right. Well, they don't have to care. They're Apple. That's so.
Yeah. But it's gonna. I think it's gonna be nice and well received. Everybody wrote great articles, and every writer on there is a great writer. I mean, you know, we've got more talent. I think more years experience than that than any magazine that's ever come out before. That's for sure.
There you go. Awesome. Well, thanks, Gary.
But Dave, have a good day, y'all.
You too.
Y'all take it easy.
Yep.
Thanks for having me on, Dave.
Take care.
Bye.
And. Okay. I was waiting for the lovely bling. Yeah.
Mike Phillips says he's got some suggestions for you that you wanna in the comment room. If you wanna contact him off air, he'll give them to you.
Yeah, I know he was mentioning Blog Talk Radio, and it's hilarious. I have a post on my at the School of Podcasting, 12 reasons why you shouldn't use Blog Talk Radio. And the list keeps growing because it's getting found now in Google, and people are like, oh, you forgot this one. Like the one guy was paying $250 a month and still had, he was paying $250 a month, and his one credit card like expired, and he hadn't updated his credit card information on Blog Talk Radio, and they just canceled his account. No, like, hey, by the way, we had a problem. No, like, strike one, strike two, strike three. It was just like, hey, your credit card didn't work. You're gone. And I'm like, well, there you go. But, I know Nick, who was just on with us, said he was using Blog Talk Radio. He was doing a football show because he's a sports guy. And he said he was having problems with Blog Talk Radio dropping. So it may just be a case where, you know, I know the guys from Queen Adrian has like this major like ISDN phone line that he somehow got donated or whatever. That guy gets so much cool gig, it's cool stuff. But
I think one of his sponsors said that he'd given it to him. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just need to get sponsored by a phone line company. And what I'm going to be doing, since we do have some podcasters in here, I'll say this. And if you're new to podcasting, please don't let this scare you off. I will be switching. Well, this is actually a good topic. I was looking for places that weren't Amazon to buy equipment that would be, they're basically the same price, because I'm still in the Amazon.com doghouse with my affiliate stuff. We've talked about that in the past. And I found Same Day Music. I've used them in the past to buy some guitar stuff. And they do have this cool program where you can buy whatever it is you're buying in two payments. So like I was looking at the Mackie 1202 VLZ3, which, because it had two auxiliary sends, I'll get to that in a second, but it's $269. And BSW isn't bad. And you can negotiate prices. Ah, okay, at BSW. But Same Day Music has a no interest, pay it within 60 days and you get it. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. Plus, they don't charge tax. And I went, oh, unless you're in New Jersey. So I was going to buy that mixer from Same Day Music. And if you go out to askthepodcastcoach.com, I've got a banner out there for them, and that's an affiliate link. And I thought, you know what, let's try eBay. Because I saw that the VLZ4 is now coming out, which is basically the same mixer with different colored knobs from what I saw. And sure enough, I found a slightly used mixer on eBay, ordered it for, I think it was $120. So brand new, they're going $269. If I went the Same Day Music route, I was going to get a brand new one, but I'd have to pay two payments, $135. And I like it, of course, there's always that weird, I hope I don't get, just hosed on eBay. But I like this because what I'll be able to do is have multiple, which sounds like a headache, multiple mix minuses. So I could send one mix minus to my co-host and another mix minus to the phone. And I've actually purchased a Magic Jack. So I will have a dedicated phone line here in the studio that'll be going into the account. And I forget the name of the product. I wish I would have put this down. There's a really cool device that's Bluetooth that what it would do. You know what? I shouldn't even bring it up because I don't remember the name of it. I just saw it. But it's a Bluetooth XLR device. So you plug it into your mixer and then you hook your phone via Bluetooth to this device that goes into your mixer. So you'd have to be using your phone to take phone calls. But mm-hmm. I was like, well, that's kind of cool. But it was like $230. I saw it at BSW when I was looking at it. I'll have to do a quick search and find out what that was. But there are all sorts of
fun. To your phone, your cell phone?
Yeah, your cell phone via Bluetooth and then plugs uh-huh. right into your mixer. Which to me, why not just, I mean, I can do that. And here, I've got my phone plugged into the mixer right now. I don't know that I really need Bluetooth for that. If we wanted to hear a question that came in here. Which we could talk about.
Hi, Dave. It's Phil Hewlett from the podcast Phil Hewlett and Friends. I have a quick question for you. How many iTunes keywords is too many? Thanks.
Which is an interesting question. But, I mean, that's just, if I want to plug my phone into the mixer, I don't really need Bluetooth to do that, especially if it's a smartphone. You can just get a, an eighth inch to, in this case, quarter inch cable and save the $230.
It seems like that would be a little more stable. You know, of a setup as a hardwire versus a Bluetooth.
Yeah. So, but anywho, that is an interesting question. I think my answer is six. I don't know. I've never, sometimes we get involved in these things that we want to have. You know, if I just had seven keywords instead of five in iTunes, then maybe I'd get, the golden ticket and I'd have 2,000 downloads or whatever. And, askthepodcastcoach.com/16, speaking, we mentioned John Lee Dumas earlier. He does something that's interesting. It says Entrepreneur on Fire with John Lee Dumas. That's the name of the show. And then his tagline Says featuring Tim Ferriss, Seth Godin, Gary Vaynerchuk, and Pat Flynn. So he stuffs his guest names into his description. So if people are looking for Pat Flynn or Gary Vaynerchuk or Seth Godin or Tim Ferriss, you'll find it that way. I know in Libsyn, Ryan, you had mentioned how they're pretty much saying keywords are dead.
Yeah, they were talking about keywords and tags. They're really not going to support tags any further in the near future.
Yeah, so to me, you can use it. Really, keyword research is keyword research. So there's a couple programs that I've used. One's called Longtail Pro, and another one is called Marketing Samurai. And you can use these to basically find out what people are searching for. There's also a Google keyword tool that's free. Mm-hmm. And, you know, type in whatever your industry is, see what keywords are ranking, and either A, use those in your, if you do a show about them, definitely put those in your title of your show. That will also be on your blog, obviously. So that'll give you a little Google traffic that way. And I mean, I've done things like, I know for my name at the School of Podcasting, I put Dave Jackson - podcast consultant. So I'm trying to stuff keywords into my name, but I don't know that, you know, and they always say if you get more rankings in iTunes that you get higher up in the rankings and things like that and more reviews. And
I still think it comes back to content. I think, you know, every once in a while you're going to get somebody that, let's say I talked about Pat Flynn on my show, but my show is not about Pat Flynn, but I bring him up as an example. And if I put that in the title of one of my episodes, yes, somebody may find that episode and by chance they may listen to other episodes if they like the show, but they're not going to be a listener of the show unless they're interested in the topics that you're talking about or the quality of your show. So really, what does that get you in the long run?
Yeah.
It, you know, it kind of just it gives you that one shot deal. And I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that because I talk about in one of my episodes that I did recently, you know, I was fortunate enough to have John Lee Dumas, and he's very popular right now. And there's a lot of people that know his name. He left a review for me on iTunes, and I had been getting in the habit of saying thank you to those people, you know, throughout the episodes over the last 5 or 6 episodes. And so when his came up, you know, I mentioned it in the show, but it's not, you know, it's right. I'm not like saying John Lee Dumas listens to my show and, you know, putting it in my keywords. Right. That doesn't make sense.
Food so. Craftsman featuring comments from John Lee Dumas.
Exactly. And Mike brings up a good point in the chat room too. He said someone could avoid your episode because of that as well.
Right.
You know, they may not like, you know, Mr. X. And so they're like, oh, well, this guy's talking about Mr. X, so we're going to avoid his show.
Yeah.
Hear what he has to say.
Well, and you come back to content, and we were kind of talking about that earlier, that, you know, usually good content doesn't happen sporadically, and improv stuff, usually it may work occasionally, but usually you got to put some time and effort into it. And, you know, in the case of the One Word Go show that I was talking about, you know, it sounded like they just either A, I also think there was some drinking involved because there was a lot of what I call morning zoo laughter, where someone will say something like, what do you mean by that? And the other crew will just go, bah! They're crying because he said, what do you mean by that? And I'm like, okay, I do not get that joke. Yeah, and so I think it comes back to, you know, what do you want? Now, there's always, you know, in some cases you want to entertain people. But on the other hand, you may want to ask yourself, what do you want people to do with your information? You know, or why are you podcasting and things like that? So it was just an interesting, it just looked to me like they didn't put a lot of thought into their content. So,
they probably don't. So, you know, that kind of goes back to the question of what's your attitude about podcasting. So I know there's some, you know, especially in the chat room here, we've got some, you know, people who are very passionate about, you know, specific topics, whether it's gear, sports teams, et cetera. So the real question is, are you doing this because, why did you start podcasting, Dave? I guess that's a really great question to start with. Why did you decide to sit down behind a microphone at some point in time and try and send it out to the world?
Yeah, I had, at the time, I'd been doing a newsletter for musicians on how to get more fans, get more gigs and some more music. And I'd been doing that for about 5 years. And I just had graduated it basically from a newsletter. And I was like, okay, I started putting it out before it was a podcast. It was audio on the internet. And I would basically put the same content out. And then a friend of mine said, hey, this thing you're doing with the audio, you got to check into podcasting. And so that's how I started that. And then the school of podcasting was born out of the need for a job. Basically, I was getting more and more into internet marketing and just being a geek. I was always loved to try stuff. And I'd heard about how membership sites are going to be the new thing. And
which they're saying this year now, too, again.
Yeah. And come full circle. And so I thought, well, you know, let's try a membership site. Let's see if this works. I really love this podcasting thing. If supply and demand is going to be, you know, is still in effect, then I should be able to, you know, get some gas money with a membership site. And so, once I started podcasting and I got my first comment from a guy in Germany, I was just so sucked in. I was like, oh, I'm in a really bad place here because I'm never going to stop doing this. So that's why I got into it. And most of my podcasts are about helping people in one way or another. You know, whether it's how to podcast, how to lose weight, how to have a cooler looking website. I'm still doing the marketing musician one. You know, the only one that isn't is I do a podcast called Building a Better Dave, which is just me doing a stream of consciousness. I just did an episode about, are we destined to turn into our parents? Because
I'm already my dad, except for I haven't lost all my hair yet.
Oh, it's spooky. I've done some stuff that I swore I would never do. And, I don't know. It's just, it's really weird getting old, basically.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, because this is curious. This is just something that, that I love to know about people. And I'll ask the people in the chat room too. But, when I was growing up, there are certain people that I really, really enjoyed listening to on the radio or on TV when they interviewed people. Who over time has been your favorite person or favorite interviewer?
Interviewer.
Yeah. Whether it's somebody that you looked up to or, you know, like their style.
But that's a great question. I've never really thought about it. I mean, I used to watch the Johnny Carson show. I used to listen to Rockline, which I think is still going on the radio, where they would interview, you know, whoever was on tour. Phil Donahue back in the day was always interesting because he would try to be fair and say, okay, so, you know, so you like to have, you know, relations with animals. Okay. But, and then he would go on and as the caller there, maybe that's why I want to have a call-in show. I want to be Phil Donahue. But Howard Stern is actually, Nick put that there. Howard Stern, this is what drives me crazy. And I mentioned this again with the podcast where the people are just swearing. People think that's all Howard Stern does is do fart jokes. And it's not his pot. He's a classic, just master at asking the questions that you would ask if somebody gave you the opportunity. And yeah, that's usually in there about, you know, when did you lose your virginity and things like that? But some of that stuff we might ask if we had the courage.
But it even goes beyond that. If you listen to really great interviewers, what they're going to do is they're going to ask those questions because those are, you know, things that everybody wants to know. But they're going to go beyond that. They're going to go to the second and third level questions, or they're going to ask simple things that, you know, other people just wouldn't ask.
Yeah,
and that could be as simple as, hey, didn't it burn you up when Johnny over there got X amount of money and left your company? You know, he does that, and he really brings in, you know, he really wants to get their response to it. He's not doing it out of shock value, and I think really good interviewers just want to get to that point where the information is coming.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this because he's in the chat room, Nick. From Start Talking and Recording Today at, I should know his URL, startpodcastingnow.com. You know, I was listening to his interview with Chase Nunes, and I've known Chase. He was on a podcaster's roundtable, but I'm learning more about these guys that I find really interesting. It's all about connecting, in some cases, on an emotional level. And so when I learn about what they were like growing up, I, in many cases, go, wow, that guy was just like me. And in the end, that's kind of a lot of times what we're looking for, people who are just like us. And So, and then he did another one. I love that show. He does really good interviews, in my opinion. He did one with Steve Gleave. I had no idea that, who does Two Thumbs Up Media. I had no idea. Steve was in the Army, and, you know, I got the story behind his mustache and all sorts of other stuff that I was like, okay, that's, so I really enjoy that show just because of the interviews. And then we do talk gear and, you know, RSS feeds and all that other fun stuff. But I think Nick's a good interviewer. He goes outside the box.
There you go, Nick. You got a big shout out here from Dave.
Yeah. So
that's good to know. Like, I actually haven't listened to that show from Nick, and I really would like to. Because I'm running out of things to listen to.
I have started cutting back.
I stopped subscribing to a lot, particularly ones that talk about how, quote unquote, how to podcast.
Yeah. Because
not yours, Dave.
but why?
Actually, I haven't stopped listening to yours. Well, because a lot of them have stopped talking about podcasts, or, you know, a lot of people think that you have to, you know, podcast or put up an episode weekly. What my attitude towards it is, if you don't have anything to say, don't podcast.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'll go through stretches with my show where I, you know, 6-8 weeks, you know, I know I'm going to take a break, especially with my Food Craftsman podcast. I know come October, November, and December, it's going to be hard for me to get people to interview, because I usually interview a lot of people in the retail business. At that point, that's their busy season. They don't have time for me. So unless I can build up a large enough catalog to kind of make it through that time, I'm okay with not, you know, putting on a show, because I don't need to put a show where I don't have any new information or anything exciting to share. And I'm getting that sense with a lot of podcasters talking about podcasting.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose, but now looking back, I think I did. I started doing more interviews, because how many times can I say own your own feed? Don't use condenser microphones. Don't use free hosting. You know, things like that. I'm researching now a lot of things on connecting with your audience and being a good storyteller and things like that. So I'm always looking into ways of enhancing your content. But that's where, for me, I was like, well, you know, what am I going to talk about today? And a lot of it comes from questions. A lot of it comes from now, from this. A lot of times this Saturday morning is just a warm up for, you know, I get off the phone here and I get off the mic. I teach my how to podcast in 6 weeks class. And once that's over, I'm like, okay, now I have ideas of what I'm going to talk about. And then it's a matter of researching it and you know, whittling it down to whatever I'm going to talk about. But it is sometimes, that's one of the hardest parts is coming up with new content.
Well, let me just say in defense of those who are doing podcasts about podcasting, there's nothing wrong with them. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, widening your track in order to, you know, continue to have content. But a lot of them, I think, forget that people will be joining them at different points throughout the podcast, the lifetime of their podcast. You know, people will come and go. And, you know, if you're on episode, you're coming up on your 400th episode for School of Podcasting. But
oh, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah. And if you join, you know, if I joined you at podcast 350, well, there's 349 other podcasts that I haven't listened to. And guess what? I probably won't. I will, you know, probably, you know, find topics that I'm interested in. So broadcasters and podcasters sometimes tend to, especially when we're doing episodic stuff, tend to forget, you know, they have that curse of knowledge where they forget that people don't know what they know.
Yeah.
You know, so having that, you know, sense of it's okay to continue to talk about it. And you know what? People are going to drop off, but they'll, you know, people will come back. I'll check in on those shows that I've stopped subscribing to from time to time to see if anything is coming up. But, you know, some of them have just gotten so far away from telling me about podcasting that I don't care about hearing about their income streams anymore, or
right,
you know, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm
there because I don't know everything about podcasts. I know very little about podcasting. I know very little about equipment. And so for me, I'm trying to learn more about that so I can always improve my show.
The The one thing I started doing that I cut back on was comedian podcasts. And this is one of the things I really like about Stitcher is I can see who's on the show, and then I'll add it to my listen to later. So I kind of cherry pick. And that has, I just got tired of hearing from people that I've never heard of about how their dad didn't hug them enough. You know, basically seemed to be the exact same story of every comedian, which was kind of fun. And, they're sarcastic and they crack jokes, but I was just like, I'm not really getting anything out of that. And that's where, we're talking with Gary about Podomatic. I found some really cool, super niche stuff in the newsstand and on your iPhone, your iPad, whatever. There's a lot of digital stuff that I was like, there's a cool magazine called Digital Marketing that's all about, as you might imagine, digital marketing. There's a WordPress magazine. There was a lot of stuff for musicians. One's called Guitar Skills, I think it was, that's super, a lot like podcasting. And I was like, well, if you're looking for content again, this may be a place where there's actually a magazine that, might be something you could talk about. And,
I'm really excited about the Podtertainment magazine. I think that's going to be a great thing. I think really the biggest thing, not just for the magazine itself, is trying to find the people that listeners or readers don't know yet. Because if you listen to these, podcasts about podcasting or business podcasts about finances or entrepreneurship, it's just this really small circle of people that revolve around from one show to the next, to the next, to the next. And very few of them are going outside of those five or six people and bringing in new thoughts or new ideas. And it sounds like we've got a caller.
We do.
This is me, Mike Howard.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Mike Howard.
Hey.
I just wanted to get, I know you said I want to go back to the, is it Aveda? Avada? How do you pronounce that thing? Do you know?
The theme? Well, I'm not going to pronounce it right, but I say Avada.
Okay. Because I found it over at ThemeForce. It looked really cool. And I just want to know, are there any, it always looks good. I saw the bells and whistles. It's $55. That's the other thing. It's kind of cool. As opposed to 80 right. and 150 in some cases. Anything that you go, I wish it did this?
No, that's one of the things I like about it. Everything I've wanted to do, it's been able to do. I've tried a lot of other themes. I've bought some themes. I've spent way too much money on themes. And there's always something it can't do. Avada gives you a lot of choices, sometimes too many, but it gives you a lot of choices. I'm not even using some of the sliders that you can use, right. but it has a lot of sliders you can do. I wanted a more of a clean, come on, just have a few of my posts on the front page and then have, go to the blog or whatever else for other content. And little things like, I have a featured image that goes with the post. I didn't then want it also inside the post so that you get all that header stuff at the top, including right. the featured image that you see again. And it gives you options to even turn that off. So it's been very good for me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things I hate. I love having a featured image, but then I don't want it at the top of the post. It's like I want it to show up on the, maybe the front page of the website or whatever, but that's very, very cool. And have you had to work with their support at all or anything? Or is there documentation? Because that's one of the things with, when you get something that has a lot of bells and whistles, it's like, then the learning curve is huge. And what was that like, the learning curve?
It's a WordPress theme, so it's fairly straightforward, and they do have an active forum, so you can go there and you can ask some questions there. I've not had to deal with support directly, so I can't give you any feedback on that. But their forum has a lot of information inside of it that you can do some research there.
Very cool. And then, of course, where can we find your podcast at?
It's jpeg2raw.com, the number 2, and then raw.com. Hey, we're a photography podcast.
Oh, cool. And is
JPEG to RAW.
And
we're not talking about how to convert JPEGs into RAW.
Okay.
And the meat is... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, now is that using then, obviously, is that the site that's using Avada on that site?
It is.
Okay.
Yep, it is using Avada on that site.
That looks good. All right, I will throw that.
Don't be too harsh on it. I'm always working on it. I'm like a mechanic who always has a car up one block.
Podcasts are always a work in process. Never fails. So I'll throw that in the I just threw it in the chat room. It's JPEG, the number 2, raw.com. So, very cool.
Correct, yep.
All right, man. Good. It's nice and clean.
Yeah, because I asked him if I could get a demo of it, and, you know, is there some way, like sometimes a theme person will have it loaded somewhere, like a demo site that you can go in and see the back end of it and things like that. And I saw they had some videos, which was kind of cool, but they're like, yeah, we don't do demos. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a bummer. I wanted to get some hands on with it. And, so I was dying of when I heard that, you were using, I'm like, oh, cool. I need some firsthand knowledge. Cause, I'm looking for, you know, a theme that looks good. It doesn't require you to learn a bunch of code, allows you to change the colors, you know, change the heading picture. There's really not a whole lot I wanted to do. I just want to be able to change the colors, change the heading, maybe change the layout a little bit. And the developer said that right now you can't specify how wide the columns are. Like you can say, I want a sidebar on the right.
But you can't, right.
But he said in the next version, which I forget when he said is coming out, I think he said either March or April, you're going to be able to do that. So I was like, well, that's kind of cool. So, but
yeah, and that brings another point about the... Brings another point about this theme is that I've owned it for maybe 6 months, and I think they're on their third update since I've owned it. So they're actively updating the product.
That's cool. Awesome. All right, man.
Well, yeah. So you know, and I was just gonna say, when you look at my site, you see I'm not using any sliders, but there's like 4 sliders you can choose from if you wanted to set those up. And they have a demo, but it's not the demo you're talking about, where you can go in and do the admin part of it. You can only see the front end.
Yeah, that's basically it. I just wanted to see, because sometimes these things get just crazy with all the, you know, the different things that you can do with it. And then you end up spending a month trying to figure out how to learn the theme. And, you know, to me, I just want, here are the options I want. And I know they're really big in this. It seems like sliders are just huge right now. I always wonder if we're going to look back in a few years and go, sliders are like the animated GIFs of the 90s. You know, we're going to go, oh, look, it's a slider. How 2013.
Well, if you ever want to hook up Dave and do a screen share, you know, offline, you know, I can let you see mine. And
oh, that'd
I can,
be cool.
Point it out to you if you want to. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I appreciate that, man. Because I'm trying.
Sure, no problem.
I'm trying to find. Thank you, man. I'm trying to find the. I'm going to try something new just because it's Mike. Can I? Mike, I'm going to hang up on you just so you know. Can I do that? There you go. Okay. So if I want to have somebody leave, I can do that. So nothing personal, Mike. I just wanted to see if I could actually do that. Plus, as I look at the clock, we're just about out of time. Yeah. So, well, I guess out the door, you brought up, there's a cool article. And so one thing I just noticed, I'm at askthepodcastcoach.com/16. I'm not really crazy about how my links show up. Like they're not blue. I mean, I can change the CSS for that, but, you found a cool article about sharing your podcast, and there's a new, I'll put a link to the article here in the chat room. There's a new player that is, you know, they talk about embracing an HTML5 player. And it's interesting because there's a guy on this post. And there's, again, a link to the post is out at askthepodcastcoach.com/16 that talks about a cool plugin that allows you to jump to different areas in the player. Like you could say jump to 12 minutes and 36 seconds. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. But I wonder, because I heard on the new media show where Todd Cochran was talking about people using a new player that's messing up their RSS feed. And I was so I don't know if that's it. I need to ask Todd because it looks pretty cool. And I just wanted to point out that if you want to, if you're using the HTML5 player in PowerPress, if you go into the settings of PowerPress, you can say make it embeddable, and then people can just copy that link and you know, put it wherever they want. And so you actually have that functionality if you're using PowerPress.
And I was just before we're running low on time, but just before that, so that's done in the PowerPress plugin.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with your actual file that you create. Like if I'm using GarageBand or Audition.
Yep, it's all in the display, how you want it to display. So I think there's an option there that says, like, do you want it to open in a new window? Do you want to have a download link? And then you click, hey, do you want it to be embeddable? And I was like, oh, cool. And then I tried it, and it's great. So, like, I have, you know, the podcast review show, which is at podcastreviewshow.com, but I wanted to have that episode appear on the School of Podcasting.com website without fear that it was going to go down the School of Podcasting's feed. So it's just a playable you know, it's a clickable player. They can still download things like that. So I don't have to worry about that.
Can you choose points throughout the show to send people directly to?
No, that's what I wish I could. That's when I saw that jump in plugin. I was like, ooh, if that works, I'll have to play with it. And if not, I would love to get to Todd and go, can we make that somehow, you know, that we could do that in PowerPress? That's a really cool feature.
Because that would be fun to add that those links or that embed right in your show notes.
Yeah.
So if somebody's reading through your show notes and you've got at 21:30, we talk about X, Y, and Z, you know, they can click that and it will, you know, play that particular section.
Yeah.
I know people have gotten away from, what is it, the smart podcast or whatever it was in iTunes.
Yeah, the
GarageBand.
The enhanced podcast, yes.
Yeah, no one's doing that. Because no one's playing them that way. But hey, I think that's our time.
It is about our time. I should probably hit the ending music here and head out the door here. But Ryan, you survived, man.
I survived being a guest host. And remember, next week, Ken Blanchard's coming on.
Yes.
He's going to be sitting in the hot seat.
That's right.
So join us next week for Dave and Ken. And
Jim
will be coming back after that, I hope.
Yeah. And that's if my eBay orders come in, then Ask the Podcast Coach will be a live show with a video and call-ins and lots of cables running all over the place. And
you're going to hate yourself next Sunday. I'll tell you that the day after.
Well, that's the thing. It's one of those things. If you try it and it works, it's a good thing. The bad news is now you've set a new standard.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
you might just not like it. So you might just say, screw it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. We've tried it once and it's not like Uber conference. We've tried it 4 weeks in a row now. 4 weeks in a row. It's dropped our caller. So thank you. They will not be getting my $10 next month. Once I, exactly. You know, I'll figure out it's worked better than call-in studio, which isn't saying much at this point, but, we'll be trying Magic Jack in the future as well. So that'll be, coming up, and it's just fun to say Magic Jack. So
that makes me laugh every time you say it.
Yeah.
Thank everybody for joining us in the chat room today too. Thanks Nick, Mike, Randy, Brian, all them fun people.
Yeah. And where can we find you at, Mr. Ryan Parker?
You can find me at foodcraftsman.com. That's my podcast, and I have a blog at ryankparker.com, and that just talks about random stuff. I don't really do much over there.
There you go. And if you haven't figured it out yet, Food Craftsman is about
It's actually about artisanal small craft food companies. I interview the owners and the creators and kind of celebrate their story and try and get their stories out to the world.
Very, very cool. And you can find me at schoolofpodcasting.com. We'll see you next week because we ran out of music. There you go. Ask the Podcast Coach show for February 22nd. With special guest, geez, don't you love live radio, Ryan?
I love it. What are you talking about?
I can't even get through the intro, man. Jeez. All right, let's try that again. I love it.